Victoria's Racing Heartland. This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. Welcome to the Country Racing Show. It's got it all. I can feel this day. I can
see this day. It's got it all. G'day everyone and welcome to the Country Half Hour. And there's three people in the room who are giggling with excitement because we're all going to jump on a bus on Saturday morning and head to Woolamai on the annual Love Bus. I talk of Liz and Mags from CRV. How are you girls?
I'm great, thanks Maddie. I'm still not sure about the Love Bus term, but yes, we are heading to Woolamai on a coach.
Peace and love, you know, hippie type stuff, you know.
There could be some romances created there, you never know.
I reckon there might have been a few last year.
Well, that must have been happening up the back of the bus. I was up the front.
But it always happens up the back of the bus.
Are you making connections, Matt?
No, not me. No, because I'm there in a professional role, as you know, with my fellow tour host, Michael Felgate. So, hey, this is the third one. And the first two were at Healesville, and they were magnificent. Remember last year when we got wedged between two hens parties? That got a bit volatile by about race five. But this year we're off to Woolamai because we thought we'd share the love and we're heading down there and I think we might be represented. Is one of your horses going around, Mags, or not?
I'm not sure. Baby Cakes is accepted this morning, but, you know, she's over the mile, so we'll see on the quick back up from Balnarring on Sunday. But I'm not sure. I've yet to speak to the trainer, but we'll
Tiger.
The Tiger.
And Maldestro might be going around too, Liz, so it might be a bit of fun.
I'm very, very excited. I'm gutted that I wasn't on track last week. I made the trip out to Healesville last year to watch him and comes out and wins on Saturday. And, of course, you've got to be on track to bet. That's the hardest part.
Not really.
No, you don't.
I found a way.
Obviously
I found
a
way. I have a phone number. Anyway, so that's we're looking forward to that. Hopefully the smoke haze, which is due to return on the weekend, which might put Flemington in a bit of jeopardy. The race is already back an hour, I think, at Woolamai to handle that. So we'll keep people informed. Of course, we've got the tour of listeners who are coming on the bus as well, so we'll keep tabs on that situation. But for now, it's all good. Speaking of the smoke and the bushfires, it's been an amazing, devastating period, not just in Victoria but around the country and all up the eastern seaboard. Kangaroo Island, I was over in South Aussie last week and the endless parade of fire trucks going past to jump on the ferry. So it's been all around Australia, but certainly in the racing precinct areas of Victoria. And great news that Buchan on February 15 is back on track. There's a big working bee and they reckon they can get things back on track after being basically burnt out. So that's great news.
Yeah, that's definitely the goal, is to race on that particular day. Our CEO, Scott Whiteman, the chairman, Lance McMillan and Gary Buckley, who looks after the picnic clubs, they made the trip to Buchan yesterday to have a look at the track. And everyone's very keen, if it's possible, they think it is possible, to race on the 15th of February. We've been so lucky with the support that we've had off at the metro clubs, the country clubs. Everyone wants to get there and help, which is terrific.
And Mags, you're a country girl and you know that in the country, everyone rolls up their sleeves and rallies, and racing's very good with that community feel as well. And one of the great themes of the devastation of the fire has been that level of support in community and in the racing as well.
It has, and I feel like anyone you talk to has been affected, so it's so much closer to home and so much more personal. Well, you saw the tennis get behind it, the whole of Australia is really getting behind it. Makes you feel, you know, good to be an Aussie, and especially the racing community. Our country clubs have raised almost $70,000, you know, just from buckets being handed around at the race day. I'm sure there's much more to come, but the VRC were fantastic supporting East Gippsland in having donation drives from Ascot Saddlery, and all of that gear was donated through the Buchan trip yesterday. So that's been dropped off at Bairnsdale and really helping people who are struggling.
Absolutely. Ian Dunkley, who's the CEO, I guess you'd say, of the Buchan Racing Club, is going to join Maddie Nevitt a little bit later on RSN Central to talk about the rescue mission, basically. And I think you'll hear the positive vibe in his voice as well. I had a chat to him on the phone, and how's this for a nice image? The track was scorched, basically. This isn't the nice image bit that's coming up. And the winning post and the steward's tower basically burnt to the crisp. And I said, how's it going? He said, you can almost see the green sprouts coming up on the track, such as the regeneration that comes after bushfires. So he said, we should be back on track and we'll keep an eye on that. So that's fantastic. What's coming up today, ladies?
With the show?
Yeah, with the show.
With the show. We're going to be having a chat to Sally Windsor. Now, she rode and trained a winner at Cranbourne last week, so that's going to be terrific. And we're also catching up with Laurie Hickey a little bit later on. He's the chairman at Camperdown. It's Camperdown Camp Day coming up on Saturday. I haven't been yet myself. I believe it's one for the bucket list. They actually won CRV Event of the Year at our big awards a couple of years ago.
All right. And the road ahead, we will also have a look at it as well. And we're going to focus on a track that I did a lap of a week or so ago at Camperdown. It's bigger track than I thought. One of the kids decided to run up the straight and he got to the 100-metre mark and stopped. So we're talking about Camperdown, and it's... I was actually talking to Dan Malicki out the back before. We're having a conversation where we overuse the word iconic, and I'm about to use it to describe the grandstand at Camperdown. And that's the centrepiece, and Camperdown's back on track, Max?
It is, and I've been to Camperdown. It's just a great meeting. It's iconic, as you say, the once-a-year club. But, yeah, it's really, you know, wedged in that southwest region, real racing people. When you're driving through, you see horse floats everywhere, horses in the paddock. So it's a great meeting to get to. Great, lots of kids' activities as well. So if you're planning a weekend away down there, go, lots of kids activities, there's Kelly Sports there, free swim packs from Swimming Victoria, so it's a big day at Camperdown.
Kelly Sports has been one of the great innovations of country racing. I was talking to Dave Purcell from Healesville recently, and he was talking about what an amazing family attraction the Kelly Sports is at the picnic races and at the country races, and that's been part of a bit of a CRV sort of initiative as well, hasn't it?
I think it's been really successful. It's funny because for me growing up, obviously we didn't have phones, we didn't really have that level of technology, so I actually love going to the races and seeing the kids out there playing and just enjoying the outdoors. It's terrific.
And you know what you can do if you're a parent? You can walk in with the kids, ditch them at Kelly Sports, and then pick them up 3 hours
ready
later.
Ready-made babysitting service.
Oh, magnificent. I think it's pretty cheap or free or something, so that's great. Hey, and then we're going to touch on the road ahead a little bit later as well, Liz.
Yes, we will. Just on that note as well, racing today at Ararat, their gate takings will be going towards the bushfire appeal as well coming up today. So that's something to take note of. A lot of our clubs doing a lot of good things, as we have been previously discussing. So, yeah, that's fantastic to see.
And just another note, All-Star Mile Noms voting opens today. So I don't know about you guys, who you're going to get behind, but there's so many good country horses nominated. So I'm, you know, from Be Good to Your Mother, Admiral's Joker, the Seymour Cup winner. So everyone put their votes out. And who are you going with, Liz?
Oh, I just want to mention Ian Dunkley again, Buck, and he's got Jungle Legend.
He does. That might be a good omen.
She's going to be a long straight for over the mile for Jungle Edge.
It will be, but also good to note that every vote, Racing Victoria contributing $1 towards the bushfire.
That's the reason for the nomination.
Yeah, fantastic. It's going to be interesting with the All-Star Mile because the benchmark of qualifiable horses has gone a bit higher. The Dream Runner may not necessarily get in, but those horses were so low in the ratings that they weren't going to be factored into the finish. So to get the Admiral's Joker and the Be Good to Your Mothers that are still got that country feel and the fairy tale feel about them, but they're good enough to compete as well. I think that's one of the great little tinkerings that's going on there. All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Country Racing Show. It's 19 minutes to 12. When we come back, Sally Wynn.
Going up on its outside, trying to tackle his Hummerlong. He's got the gap and it's about to sprint up and take the lead. Out wider on the track, battling away then is Finesse Tess. Ling Ling still in front. Hummerlong's having a battle to get to Ling Ling, who kicked away again. Ling Ling two in front of Hummerlong, Finesse Tess and Cardice running on, but it's Ling Ling in front and burns them with speed. Ling Ling has won from Finesse Tess. Third is
now, that's the latest chapter in the career of a woman who I remember years and years ago when Keith Hillier was hosting on RSN. And he interviewed a little girl who had just ridden her first winner, and she was being driven up to the Ballarat races. And I think she was 16. I don't know how old she was then. And she had a squeaky little voice because she was so young. And she became Sally Wynn, who's been such a great success story and a great jockey over the last 20 years or so. And that was a fantastic win with Ling Ling, a horse she trains and rides. How are you, Sal?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Good. Do you remember that interview with Keith Hillier all those years ago when you were just starting out?
Yes, I think I was sitting in the car with one Dean Lester.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure it was, but yeah, I remember most of my interviews. I don't get too many, so you kind of remember them.
Well, you might be getting a few after this girl won on Friday night, Sally. She won pretty emphatically, as the call Terry Bailey said. She, you know, jumped the turn. You must have been so happy with the rain. The meeting was later called off, but you must have been happy when it started falling.
Yes, I was. It started actually raining here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I went out to feed the rest of them, and I was like, oh, it's not raining enough. I need more.
And Sally, not only did you ride Ling Ling to victory, you also trained the horse. How special is getting a victory like that for you?
Yeah, it is. I actually broke her in as well, so we've been good mates since she was a yearling.
And in terms of what else you do, you're also a clerk of the course. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yep, I do a little bit of I've been doing that for about 5 years now. I've got my good little pony Sparky, and we head off to mostly picnic meetings at the moment, but I get to work at Cranbourne and pick up jobs at Mornington and Yarra Glen, Pakenham. So yeah, it's another feather to my cap, but the best thing about that is I get to work alongside my dad. So.
And you mentioned your dad, Kevin, there, Sally. It must be remarkable. Your mother was a trainer. You really didn't have many other options. You were always going to be working with horses in some capacity. So it must be a big family affair and great to get this win. But and not only that, they're working alongside your family along the way.
Yeah, no, it is good. I've worked with Mum pretty much my whole life. We still work together. Mum doesn't ride track work anymore, but she's there every morning with me. She's still got her trainer's license and got many in work. But, to work with the two of them is something a little bit special.
So it's been a fairly recent innovation, the ability to ride and train at the same time. And it's opened up a lot of opportunities for a lot of people and given them a chance to wear a couple of hats at the same time and so on. How significant has it been that these opportunities have arisen in recent times?
It's been brilliant, basically. It gives you a leg up into your next stage of your career. I've got racing in my blood. There's nothing else I can do. So to be able to combine the two, well, with me, the three, it just helps you take that next step. I'm not quite sure how long I'll keep riding for, but at least I've been able to get a good base with some nice owners and get myself set up and keep on working pretty much till I'm probably dead.
That's a long way off. Hey, just with your career, your riding career, and you're in the saddle for quite a long time and spanned a few decades, and in that time the female jockey explosion has been incredible. I mean, I remember it's a well-told story, but Michelle Payne's older sisters, they used to take a caravan to the races because there wasn't a female jockey's room in those times. And that was kind of about the time when you were starting out. And towards this stage of your career, on pure numbers alone, the females outnumber the males in a lot of ways through the academy school, the riding academy and so on, and Michelle Payne and Jamie Carr and all this. It's been an incredible period throughout your riding career, hasn't it, for female jockeys?
Yeah, well, when I was at my height, when I was riding lots of city winners and so forth, most of the time I was the only one in the room, sitting there entertaining myself in between races. But now, yeah, you walk in the door and there's standing room only half the time by the time all the girls get in there and your bags and what have you. So it's about time. But I just wish that I was in this generation, not the generation I was in.
Did you luck out by 10 years, basically?
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much. Like, I was riding doubles and everything in town, and I was more of a novelty. Like, it didn't really get me anywhere other than, oh, look, the girl's ridden the winner in town. Good on her, you know. People were congratulative. But it probably didn't give me the kick on that I probably would have got if I had been doing it now.
And Sally, these days you are based out at Cranbourne. What sort of a setup have you got there, and how many horses do you have at the moment?
I've got 5 acres. I bought a property about 15 years ago, and with in mind that this is what I was going to do. It's got I put a round yard in so I could do my breaking in. It's got an arena, I've got stables, I've got walk-in, walk-out boxes, and at the moment I have 11 horses on the property.
Well, it seems like you've got your hands full, and especially with this girl, 3-year-old filly Ling Ling, like you said, supported by good owners and likes a wet track. So what's next for her, or where do we see her? You might tip her out, or is she going to have another run?
Well, with the wet weather being around, we're going to give her another run. We're looking at Moi next week. There's a couple of nice races there for her. Hopefully we get a little bit more rain, being the Strath there, it's going to have natural give anyway. It's not going to be a firm track. There's also a race at Moonee Valley for her on next Friday night. So we're in discussions at the moment of which direction we're going to take. But she'll definitely have another run, and then we might consider just giving her a break and wait for the wetter tracks sort of coming in late autumn, sort of early winter.
Hey, Sally, you and your favourite Clerk of the Course pony going to bob up at Woolamai on the weekend by any chance?
No, I don't do Woolamai, I'm afraid. I mainly do Balnarring, so I'll be at Balnarring on their Australia Day weekend. I think it's a weekend. I can't remember.
Before
but
you
yeah,
go,
Australia Day.
Sally, you were at Balnarring last Sunday, and one of Courtney Pace's horses come out of the barriers and it basically went backwards and did a spin. Have you seen something like that before?
Yeah, it actually happened to me, but anyway. But no, it's something upset it. Yeah, and I was able to get in there and help her. Poor Courtney was rolling around on the ground and I couldn't get to her at the start. And I was just saying, please just don't let it go and stand up. And so she listened to my voice and she stood up and we managed to get the horse into a safe area. And, it was, don't know what happened actually.
Oh, one of those great mysteries of the turf. Sal, good on you. Great to have a chat and look forward to seeing you at Balnarring on Australia Day with about 10,000 others.
Yes, I know. It'll be a big day. I hope that there's not too many hoons by the last race.
Well, that's just a quick one. The one of the great things about the picnics is it's pretty much hoon-free, isn't it? I've never seen a punch on at the picnics.
No. It's actually a really, really good atmosphere. The kids love the ponies. They all come up in between races and want to pat the ponies. And it's more of family orientated. Even though you can take your own grog and everything like that, people just seem to just relax into it. It's fantastic.
It is indeed, and it's been fantastic talking to you. Looking forward to seeing you there on Australia Day.
No worries, thank you.
Sally Wynn there, who's been a great perennial and a very successful jockey, and there is that little hint of regret in her voice, Liz, isn't there, about probably the opportunities that the current crop of girls are getting. She'd love to have had the same foundation 10, 15 years ago, probably.
And I can understand that, but I do love the fact that it just keeps on increasing. Are people like Linda Meach really paving the way at the moment?
Exactly.
And it goes to show she's a trailblazer. You know, she might regret that she's not in this period now, but she is probably one of the reasons like her and Claire Lindop and Michelle Payne, they're the people or the women that, you know, really blazed away and allow for such a successful female jockeys now.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Hey, as I mentioned, I may have even mentioned it off here, come to think of it. I walked a lap of the Camperdown track for something to do on the way to South Australia with the kids, and they are racing on the weekend, aren't they, Liz?
They are, and Club President Laurie Hickey joins us on the line. Laurie, welcome to the show, and how's everything going building up to Saturday?
Yeah, thanks very much. Look, I've just come down from the track now. Just had a quick pasture walk myself, and it looks great. The No Fuss events are putting up the infrastructure, and it does look very, very good. 19 degrees is certainly helping us. We're watering still at the moment. And yeah, fairly confident we're going to have a great track on Saturday.
It walks good. I can verify that.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, so I didn't see you there. I would have liked to have said g'day.
Well, it took us a while to get around. You had plenty of chances.
Yeah. Yes, I would say it's a big track, and we've just moved the rail slightly on the corner. There's a bit chopped up there, so the rail's just out a little bit on the corner. But when they turn into that big straight, it gives everyone a chance. You know, it's nice and wide, and I think it's about 370, 380 metres from the turn. So it gives the horses a chance to spread out and have a crack at the finish line.
And you mentioned giving everyone a chance, Laurie. You've got a full field with a couple of emergencies, so that must be great for the club to be attracting good city horses as well and excited. So for people who are going to the races, I guess, what can they expect? Plenty of kids' activities and what's happening on course?
Yes. So just firstly, the field strength, very impressed with what was coming through. When we saw the nominations, we were quite excited. And, yes, that will certainly bring a lot of attention to our Sun Gold Milk Camperdown Cup. I see Jeff Daffy's down the bottom there. Jeff's no strangers to the winning post there. Him and Nifty have had quite a bit of success over the years, and local trainer Clint Marshall's got one in there too, so we wish him all the very best. But it looks like the field is going to be very, very strong for them to beat anyway. So on the day, yes, we've still got some Cali Sport Kids activities, which is always a great way for the youngsters to get involved and enjoy the ambience of our racetrack. Of course, Fashions is a massive deal at Camperdown. The hosts are very well attuned to what's going on. Alex Hecker, again, is coming down from Geelong, no stranger to the catwalks around the city races. And she does a magnificent job of keeping the standard up. And I'd certainly encourage anybody, if they had the old Fascinator still in the boot of the car from last year, banging on again, and come down and take part in the factions too.
Just wondering how many people have got Fascinators lying around the boot of their cars. I'm sure there's a few out there. Hey, Laurie, just on the grandstand, of course, it's very historic, very beautiful, and it was out of play for quite some time. What's the latest? I know there was a campaign, there was a coffee table book and so on. What's the story with the old grandstand at Camperdown for Saturday?
Yeah, well, we're absolutely excited to have it opened again, for 12 years since it's been closed last year. And we're really looking down the barrel a bit. It was basically condemned. So there's been a lot of community money gone into it, and it is looking magnificent at the moment. The committee got formed together and were able to attract a fair bit of government funding. A local builder churned away there for a number of years, and it looks magnificent. There would have been an estimated 1,000 people up there last year when the cup was run. There's still plenty of rooms. They were sitting on picnic rugs up there, and the sound when the horses went past from the crowd was just amazing. It was it's a great place to be, and it certainly provides plenty of shelter and a magnificent vantage point to watch the races too.
It's definitely a race day for the bucket list. Now, Laurie, you and the committee and Karen Van Kemp and the club manager there, you all do a terrific job. And 2 years ago, you won Event of the Year at the CRV Awards. That must have been a huge thrill for you.
Oh, that was a massive thrill, let me say. And it was a little bit unexpected. I thought we'd done a great job, but I nearly pinched myself when they read out the name. And to be in front of all our peers and to be clapped and congratulated, it was a marvellous moment. But it was probably realistically a 10 or 15 years in the making to actually get to where we were. We weren't attracting a lot of people, and the whole racing in town in Camperdown had been a little bit needed a little bit of a stir up. So we've got one day now that we're very, very proud of, and with that one day, anybody who doesn't go misses out on a Camperdown meeting for another 12 months. So I think it does inspire people to come along to the day, and we've made it very easy for them to get to the track. We've got three shuttle buses running around the town right through the morning, and again, more importantly, at home time to get everybody back safely. We've also got buses that are coming up from Warrnambool and also from Colac. So anybody who wants to avail themselves of that sort of transport can just pop on the website and make themselves a booking.
And I've done the sums on your beverage package, $50, and that gets you 9 drinks. I've just done the sums. That's good value. So hey, good on you, Laurie. Well done, and good luck on the weekend.
Oh, look, and look forward to seeing all your listeners along there today. And we've got a little bit of red carpet we roll out for anyone from our travellers. So make sure you make yourself known to myself or the committee. And we wish everybody a wonderful day.
Terrific. Good on you, Laurie.
Thanks.
Laurie Hickey, the president at Camperdown. Sadly, I'm a little bit torn here, a little bit... I'd love to be at Camperdown, but I also want to be at Woolamore. I think the Love Bus wins out, so that's coming up. Just take us through, Liz, the calendar, and, of course, the big day that jumps out at us is Saturday.
Certainly is. Today we've got racing at Ararat. As mentioned, they'll be donating all gate proceeds, and they'll be making a donation from the club to the local Lexton CFA. Night racing at Pakenham tonight. Tomorrow we have races at Geelong. Night racing at Cranbourne. It is Bourbon and Blues night at Cranbourne tomorrow night, so that should be quite a good one. Saturday, Camperdown Cup Day, also the Woolamai races. Sunday, we've got racing at Ballarat, racing at Werribee. That meeting's been transferred from Ballarat, and also races at Stony Creek, which has been transferred from Bairnsdale. Monday, we take a break. Tuesday, races at Warrnambool. And Wednesday, we've got racing at Maui. Now, they've actually got a big day coming up on the 9th of February, Yellow Day for the CFA, so that should be a terrific day there at Maui.
Hey, just one that I think it's worth repeating because Neil Bainbridge at Cranbourne is very innovative, and the tri-code works really well, and all the stuff they do. The Bourbon and Blues night includes meat trucks, bourbon drink specials, Maggie's all over that, live music until late with 7-piece blues band called Blues Sunday. That sounds really fantastic, doesn't it? Sounds cruisy.
It sounds like a very good night. I do enjoy a Friday night there at Cranbourne. And, of course, Neil Bainbridge, the team, they were all instrumental in recently raising $50,000 for the Gippsland Emergency Relief Fund.
I'm half thinking of going to that, doing the old Cranbourne into Woolamai double.
Don't be too hungover on Saturday.
No, I don't. I'm always fresh. Hey, I know you're going to demand a tip off me, and I'm going to give you one, but you have to go to Woolamai to get it. And that's a horse called Nankervis in Mel Destro's race.
Come on. I think everyone's tipping him going four in a row.
You can't tip against our horse. Come on.
No, it helps our horse if we tip elsewhere. So if Beck decides to run Nankervis, he's become a bit of a sort of almost like a turnstile clicker at the picnics. He's become that popular and he's fast and he probably should be at the professionals and leave Mel Destro to that race on his own. But so I'm tipping Nankervis. What about you two?
I'm going to Ararat today, race 5, number 1, Fluting Wolf. I backed this horse last start at stall. He got an absolute mile back, impossible position. He flew home. I'm hoping he can repeat the performance today.
Excellent. Margaret?
I don't think Darren's going to be very happy. I think he has a horse in that race.
Okay.
But you've got the winning form. But no, I'm going to tip in the Camperdown Cup. Fields just come out, and as I mentioned, good fields. It's race 7 on the card over the mile. Number 1, We Take Manhattan. The barrier run won. Hopefully it comes out Horsham Cup winner and hopefully it's too classy.
Beautiful. Country Cup horses have a knack of stringing Country Cups together, so you might be on the right one there. Hey, guys, thanks very much. I'm really looking forward to Saturday. It's an annual event and I think it's one of the top 3 annual events that we tick off. So looking forward to joining you guys on the bus and heading to Woolamai.
Can't wait.
All right. It's a minute after 12. We're going to take a break and come back.